It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson with Kev Walsh, with Phil Blundell, and with Paul Dehaney. Coming up, we've got Zach DeGelab to talk about Chelsea, and we've got Rich Ferraro to talk about Nottingham Forest. They are going to join us. We will do what we normally do, which is the games in chronological order. We will touch on a little bit of Liverpool versus Manchester United, because for God's sake, it is Liverpool versus Manchester United, but it also hits into the conversation we'll have with Paul coming up as well about Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Tottenham Hotspur. The first one, though, the first game of the weekend is Manchester City versus Newcastle. We'll start here, Phil, because this is now Newcastle have got a game in hand on Liverpool, but this is the first of those games in hand in the way in which the back and forth goes. I feel like this is a little bit of a test for Newcastle United. The next two coming up, they could probably quite strongly do with getting 4 points from, given everything else that's going on around them and given the run that they've now been on up to and including the defeat in the final. I've said this all the way through. Newcastle's form is going to go from unbeaten in 17 to 1-6. They are now in the 1-6 position, Phil. I'm not saying they should go to the Etihad and win, far from it. There's just a danger they might go to the Etihad and get whacked, and I don't think that'll be good for Newcastle either.
Well, they've only actually scored 3 goals since they went 3-0 at Leicester on Boxing Day, and they were 2-0 up after about 15 minutes, weren't they? They were 3-0 up on 30 or something like that, and it was very comfortable. And since then, they've scored 3 goals, one at Bournemouth, one at home to West Ham, one at home to Fulham. The Fulham game, they get 3 points, they should probably lose, really, because Mitrovic manages to kick a penalty at his own foot, which is disallowed rightly, and they get out of that with 3 points with a last-minute goal from Isak, I think it was. They've basically, it felt like they were playing at the absolute peak of their level before the World Cup, and now it feels like they're, if not at their lowest possible point, possibly not far off it, because this is, when you look at the team, it's still not, I look at that squad and there's people going, oh, you know, Newcastle are here, they're there, and I'm looking at that squad and I'm like, that still needs 15 players. And that sounds an exaggeration, but Longstaff, he's not going to be there long term at Newcastle, is he? I don't think Fabian Schär's been there for years. He was fourth choice under Steve Bruce. He's going to need him improving on. And then by the time they've got improvements in for these, where's Kieran Trippier? Kieran Trippier's 33 in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So you're going to come to the point where you then need to replace some of the ones that you're actually all right with. So it's a huge few months for Newcastle, I think, because if they don't sort of arrest this thing, they're going to end up coming ninth. And that sounds a bit ridiculous, but there's no reason, I don't think at the minute, why you would say that they would, on the basis of what they're doing now, be better than Brighton or Brentford.